Good morning, everybody. Just one second, I'm a bit smished here. Okay, we're good to go. Is anybody out there? I don't can't see if there's anybody there. Oh, there are a few people there. Morning, Menashe. How you doing? One second, I can't hear you. You can hear me? Well, I can't hear anybody. So if somebody can just give me a...
I can hear you.
Oh, beautiful. That's what a nice chorus that was. Okay, very good. Tov. Okay, Tov, what are we doing here this morning? Oh, fine, this, yeah, okay. Yesterday we spoke, in the Sefer, we spoke about, I hope everybody's doing their homework about what we spoke about for Rosh Hashanah. Metz Hashem, we'll come back to that. Today I want to do more Pirkei Machshava. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that if somebody understands what we've been talking about, that everything he goes through in life is specifically designed and packaged dafka for him, and he's given all the kalim that he needs to deal with that particular nisayon. It means he has all the koiches that Hashem gives him. He has all the koiches that Hashem has. Is because he's seeing his mission as a shlichus. He has a mission. Hashem called him in and said, listen, I've got a job for you. I need you to go down and do tuck, 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 tuck. And these are your resources. And the resources are Hashem's resources. Hashem gives you the koyach that he himself has to do that mission. So first of all, it gives a person chizuk. When a person's undergoing challenges, he understands that those challenges were, they're not just random. It's not just hefka. There's a reason for them. This is what's good for us for whatever reason. But second of all, he doesn't look over his shoulder at everybody else. He understands, and in his world, everybody is exactly the same as him, because he's the only person in his world. He's a ganze Welt, he's a whole world. So that there's no looking at the next door neighbor and saying, well, why has he got an I don't? Why doesn't he have an I do? Why? But because in your world, nobody has, or everybody has. He brought the example of Chas V'Chalila, a couple who don't have children. If you lived in a country where nobody had children, or only 98% of people don't have children, so you wouldn't be that upset. There's a pain, obviously, we said. The Etzem Nisoyin is a pain, but the additional pain of the jealousy is really, if you think about it, that's what takes a person out of his mind. You know, it's a genuine thing. It's not imaginary. When a young girl sitting at she goes to chasana with all her friends, and they all got children, and she hasn't had children yet, and they're all sitting around at the chasana talking about their children. For the girl who hasn't had children, there's a tsar otsum. There's not a picnic. This people can be a bit insensitive sometimes. About there's additional pain which is not kosher to anything. It's the own pain that we create by not understanding that this is my unique mission. Rusal Salanta said it's like being jealous of somebody because he's got the spectacles number that you don't have. In other words, you want his spectacles. His spectacles were made for his eyes. If you put on his spectacles, you're not going to be able to see properly. Your spectacles are made for your particular situation. He's made for his particular situation. So it's a very simple marshal, but it's mamash true adasof. That's what it is. If we were given a special mission, because that's what's good for us, that's what our particular situation with all the history and the gilgulim and whatever Hashem's teshboinus are, so then that's what's best for you. Why are you looking at the neighbor? What he's got, what's best for him. Ah, but you want what he's got, or you don't want what he doesn't have. So that's called jealousy. That's called kina. And that's where the problem is. So that's what we spoke about yesterday. Let's go a little bit further in this. Let's build on this a little bit more. Top of Resh Ayin Aleph. And let's see how we can concretize this a little bit more. Adam Godel Einu Mekane BeYelet Katan SheKono Lo Mechonit Tzatzua O Bube. An adult doesn't get jealous when he sees a little three-year-old or a four-year-old playing with a little toy car. I mean, I hope he doesn't get jealous. If he does, he should maybe check out what's going on there. But usually, you know, you see your three-year-old granddaughter playing with a doll. You don't get jealous. Wow, why can't I have a doll like that? Can you eat yourself up over there? No. Because there's the things that are outside my realm. You know, when you see little kids playing skipping rope or whatever, you don't go, wow, I wish I didn't have to be, going to work now. I could play skipping rope. No. The other things you'd rather be doing, but it's not, you know, you're not jealous of a three-year-old. Because it's not part of your world. It's not in your metzias. ומייסיב לכך, ילד קטן אינו מקנה באדם גודל שיעביר כסף רב בעסקי נדל"ן. A six-year-old sees an adult making $50 million on a building sale in Manhattan or whatever. He makes a big property deal and he makes a lot of money. As the child doesn't get jealous. He's not jealous. Wow, I wish I could. No, because kidorim eloim chutz lom lomo. It's a lo shaychlo. He doesn't have an appreciation. Doesn't understand what it is. It's totally out of his tchum. Yesh adat shezehu ha'emes biyachas lekol dover hashaych luzulat. It's a very powerful tool, this. Every time you see somebody who's got something you want or something's happening to you that you don't want to happen to you, but it's not happening to somebody else, it's like you're jealous of a three-year-old. Not because he's a three-year-old, but because he's not in your world. The same way as a three-year-old is not jealous of you because he's not in your world. You're not jealous of him when he's playing in the sandpit and he's got a nice new bucket because it's a little kosher to you. It's out of your world. That's the same true with everybody. Everybody and everything is out of your world. It's not kosher to you. He's got what his world needs, and that's what he needs. That's why he's got it. He doesn't need what I've got. I need it. That's why I've got it. Like I said, the plumber is not jealous of the electrician. The electrician is not jealous of the plumber. Yeah, but the plumber really wants that electrical meter thing. But what are you going to do with it? You can't test water flow with an electric meter. And the plumber who's got a special machine that detects leaks or whatever, the law is the air conditioner mechanic because he's got to check for gas leaks, not water leaks. So that in your world, you've got everything you need. So why are you looking at him? Because he's got something. Yeah, but in your world, you don't need that thing. The thing's not shaykh in your world. So this has to be processed a lot. It's the small little marshals, but those are the powerful marshals because they're easy to internalize. When you see yourself getting jealous of somebody in this situation, it's like you're being jealous of a three-year-old who's playing in the sandpit. It's just as ridiculous as that. The principle is exactly the same. Atana bin b'yeta b'yu, es divrei chazal oimrim she'akinen moitze sa'odem min ha'oilam. Now it's gewaldic. What do chazal mean when they say kinen is moitze sa'odem min ha'oilam? Klaima, she'motzies oisoi mitoich olamai ha'pnimi sheloi. It takes you out of your internal world. You have a world. What's your job in your world? What does kina do? It takes you out of your world. You're now living in everyone else's world. You lose a sense of truth. Because in his world, he doesn't need more than what he's got. But now he thinks he does. That's shek, he doesn't. What he needs to fulfill in this world, his unique mission, he's got everything he needs. In his world, everything is perfect. Going out of your world, because you want to be in somebody else's world, that's what muddles up. That's what muddies the water. That's when you start getting messed up. That's exactly what kina does. It's mamash kepshute, what Chazal is saying. It takes you out of your inner world and puts you into a world that you're not shaykh to. You don't know how to live in that world because it's not your world. What are you doing on a strange planet? Like you're running around Mars when you're an earthling. What are you doing in Mars? Or with Mata or Sepo? The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Verekev atzomois kina. The rotting of the bones is jealousy. Niten atzarf layon choshuv b'inyan ze. Ha'atzomois romozos la'atzmiyut ha'adam. Etzem, what we call bones, but etzem means the etzem person, the etzem. The atzmiyut, it's all the same root there. You see that? The etzem, the bones, is the atzmiyut. It's a remez for the atzmiyut of the person. Nekudas ha-be'etzem shelo. What he is be'etzem, in reality. V'nei kasher adam nitpas regesh hakina, huma benes ha-nekuda ha-atzmit shelo. The minute you step into jealousy, the minute a person has a gosh of jealousy, you just lost yourself. You've lost your own inner core. He loses his unique focus on his unique mission because he's looking all over the place. His inner world continues to rot and disintegrate. What's rotting in the inner world, what's disintegrating in the world, is replaced by this new world that you're looking at. the external world. So you've taken the external world. It's not chashur to you. It's not relevant to you. And you've brought it into your own world. But not into a good place. It's into a place where your etzem is disintegrated. Your inner reality, your who you are, and there's no words for this. Your das, your who am I? At etzem that you appreciate with a mabata pnim. You've taken the chitzon and you've put it there instead. When we can't katsara derech l'sheba nafshi, there now it's a very short cut to mamash, mamash, a totally broken person. Now a person becomes sad and depressed and inability to face his challenges because they're not your challenges. You're not carrying somebody else's suitcase. You're opening somebody else's mail. You're doing, it's a lo kashur lecha. And you, who you are, that gets lost. That inner core, that etzem of who I am, that bone marrow, the inner part of the bone, that gets lost. And that gets chewed up and eaten up by what? By things that aren't kosher to you. So how are you not going to get depressed? There's a moedika, moedika insights, things maybe we haven't heard before, but it's kadar to meditate on them and think about them and internalize them. Now that you've understood it, now you can think about it. You can't think about things you don't understand. First you understand it, then you can hit bonanut. Bonanut means thinking about something you understand. To think about something you don't understand, that's not meditation. That's trying to understand something. Okay. So mama's very important, Yosodia. Very important, Yosod. We have to see our life as a shlichus, and everything we get comes from Hashem, and all the tools we need to fulfill our unique mission, which nobody else can fulfill, we have everything we need. Everything we need. And if you don't have it, it's mustoma, you don't need it. Now, what's tefillah got to do with this? We spoke about tefillah a lot. There's just one nakuda here. I'm not going into the whole suya of tefillah again. If you really feel you need something, you really feel you need something to fulfill your mission better, so daven for it. Not from a place of jealousy, but from a healthy place of, look, I've done an evaluation. I see that this is I'm lacking. Hashem, if you think this is good for me and you think this is something that, I'm, from my perspective, this looks like a good thing, please will you let me have it? God forbid a person's not well. He's got an ingrown toenail, let's say, for example. No, so you'll tell me, fed it, you've got ingrown toenail. No. Daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away ingrown toenail because you understand that you could work better without ingrown toenail. You're very distracted, a lot of pain. You can't think properly. Ask Hashem to take it away. If he thinks it's a good idea, he will. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Well, that's coming from your appreciation of your world, your mission in life, and you thinking you'd do a better job without the ingrown toenail. That's for sure a person has to do. But to look at the next door neighbor and see, why doesn't he have ingrown toenail? I'm getting ingrown toenail. Man, it's not kvetching and complaining and moaning. So there you're already in trouble. That's not davening. That's kvetching. So that's how you know the difference. I think as I used to say, the difference between complaining and explaining. There's nothing wrong. It's a Gemara. I don't know the Gemara now, but it's a Gemara with... it's a Gemara time. I want to go into the Gemara now. The background's too long. And it's Mandazi Akshav. Well, you see there's a difference between when he complained to Hashem and he just didn't get a decent answer. And then suddenly he said almost the same thing and Hashem was mamash so happy with him. From 1 minute to the next. So bring this explain. If you look carefully in the Rosh and Rashi, they explains. You see, first he was complaining. And then afterwards he was actually explaining to Hashem why he thought he needed it. He wasn't complaining. He was asking Hashem, if you think this is good for me, please give it to me. If not, I'm carrying on doing what I'm doing. Not like a three-year-old, you know, who says, if you don't give it to me, I'm not going to bed. No. But I think that I could actually stay up 5 minutes later and continue still to function properly. Would you let me stay up 5 minutes later? Now Abba can decide. Yeah, no, not kvetching. There's no demand. It's a request. So that you're allowed to do for sure. Not even allowed to do. You have to do it. You see, we have a chiyuv to daven. So if a person sees that for his unique mission, he feels he could fulfill his mission better if he had $10 million. So ask Hashem for $10 million. Explain to him why you think you need it. Make a proper presentation. Justify the application and do it for sure. That's not a problem. That's all we're talking about here. We're talking about being jealous of the next door neighbor because he's got $10 million. And if you had $10 million, wow. Why do you want the $10 million? Work it out. Get in touch with it. And see, it could be the worst thing for you in the world would be to get that. But that's not the point. The point I'm saying is this is not a steerer to recognizing you may need something and asking Hashem to give it to you. You don't have to be jealous for that. You could really want something very badly. So daven, that's what it's there for. Go to Hashem and talk to him. Okay, fine. There's much more to be said here, but there's enough to think about. We have to take small little steps here so we can internalize this stuff. Otherwise, it just stays nice ideas and it's out there on the bookshelf. Weiter, Trushes Hashliches Meses Lanu Benekuda Nosefes. This understanding of Shliches helps us in another area. Hadishanu Shliche Hashem Esen Mesayet Lanu Lekabeles Hayusurim Ha'oivim Aleinu Besimcha. That's a wonderful thing to say. It's a nice word. Mekabel Yusurim Besimcha. Lovely. How do you do that? So let's see. Pamim Rabot Anu Nitkalim Bekashim Lo Matim. Very often there's nobody here today who's not overwhelmed with problems. We have some serious difficulties in our lives at the moment. It's all poshut. And often a person has real difficult problems. Kashim b'chinuch yelodim, hoyrim shachman etzan noyled lehem, yelet pagur, sichlis, or mitzidus v'oid. We have, today, our generation, we have children to bring up, we have parents to look after, we have it from all sides, you know. And sometimes, God forbid, you can have a child who's a problematic child, who has this, there's panosa, there's health, we riddled with problems. Riddled. במקרים אלו, והדויים מלהם, חלק גדול מן הנות לרגשי היא הגושר כי הילד שלי פגוע מוח. הילד שלי מופר נפשיס. Very often when you're dealing with difficult children, we'll speak about this more in we actually spoke about this in Bayit Yehudi. We're not going to deal with it here. No, I don't think he does this here. No, in the end of the second chelek in Bais Yud, there's a whole chapter on chinuch, and there he brings this yesod down very clearly. If you want, when we finish, we can go back and just do that adne chinuch. In the second chelek, the more kashut to what we're saying, yeah. But very often, a lot of the pain and the suffering comes from the fact that this is my child. My child is retarded. My child is off the derech. My child is ba. It's not just the etzem dealing with a difficult child like that, which is already painful. That's the etzem pain. That's understood. You see, when it's your child, there's two problems. First of all, there's the etzem difficulty in looking after a child like that. It comes with all the problems and stresses and whatever. But there's another problem that comes with it as well. This is my child. So now I'm blaming myself. I'm faulting myself. I'm embarrassed. What do people think? What are people saying? There's a whole world of yesurim here that nobody asked you to take on, that you've taken on yourself because you think it's your child. If you would take the neighbor's child in the same situation, they can't cope, so you agree to adopt this child. You agree to adopt this child. You'd be the proudest man in the world. If it's your child, you're the most embarrassed person in the world. When it's the neighbor's child, that you're doing exactly the same omets. The middle of the night, you're getting up and you're taking and you're schlepping into the doctors and you're going to the OT and you're going here and you're chaperoning or whatever. Every step you're taking, you're the happiest, most richest, most proudest man in the world. For sure, there's a pain. There's a pain of having to look after a child like that. There's the difficulty here. But the added pain of it's my child and everything that comes with that, you don't have that. Other rabbis mit game al shnifle bi yadenu schut little chelek be mitzvah kol chashuva. You'd be so proud of yourself that you were given the schus to be chelek in such a choshuva mitzvah. The gedet bal neshama gevur. To take a child that has such a high in the neshama, like the goyin says, these children have very high neshamas. The Down syndrome children and other children that come into the world with brain issues and whatever. The goyin said were very high children. He used to stand up for the father. Father of a Down syndrome child, the goyin, you stand up for him. Because how was he zoichet to such a child, such a heilig in the shama? Nimtzeim kain shatchusha shabaya shaiches lanu hi shemagdil eseisa yisurim. What's really causing all the yisurim here is the fact that it's your child. It's not your child. Who said this is your child? It's not your child. It's Hashem's child, the next door neighbor's child. Hashem just asked you please to look after this child for a while. Oh, that's a completely different gisha. The chen kashi yudi hu mitoich imuna chushis v'amitis, ki elodov einem sheloi. When a person is in the reality, mamash proper reality, because that's the truth, that these are not your children. It's a shlichus. Ela im pigdoine shehuf kedu beyode al yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem deposited these children with you. והם בעצם ילודיו של השם בסברך, זה השם סורי. ואלו תפקידוי ושיכלו סהם לגדלס בונוב של הקודש ברוך הוא. Your unique shlichus was to please raise Hashem's children. You became Hashem's babysitter. Hashem can't look after these children. He asked you, please, to take care of these children. Wow, what an honor. Hashem's asking me to take care of this beautiful, unbelievably heilige neshama. Wow. No one says it's not difficult. Very, very difficult. Oh, very, very difficult. When a person has a proper Torah perspective on reality, it's much easier for a Jew to handle his Yusurim. Because now you're raising the King of Kings' children. BMS, it's not a game. This is not, it's just a nice eitzah, how to, you know, like sort of a fantasy, getting to fantasy mode. No, it's a shame of children. No. Whose children are these? How did you get these children? What did you do?
שאנחנו מגדילים עתה הסבונם של מלך מלך המלוך עם הקודש ברוך הוא, והוא ודאי לא יקפח אסחרנו.
Oh, he's going to pay you. ולא שכה מינימום. You're not going to get 12 shekels an hour for babysitting. Hashem knows how hard this is. ולפום אגרה שכרה. The difficulty, the reward is compound interest. אבל כל קוישי ואיבה, כל איזמיידדוס נקבל אסחרנו בשלמס. You're going to get well, well paid. And not only that, but when you're walking around dealing with this child, you don't have those feelings of, oh, what did I do wrong? And why me? And what's epis? And how did I land up with this? And it's my fault. And what? And I'm embarrassed. And no, you don't have any of that unnecessary usurim. Just taste. The Kosh Baruch Hu gave me this child to deal with. And Hashem loves me. And he thinks I'm capable. And it's an enormous compliment from Hashem that he gave me such a wonderful yelid, neshama, to look after. Because every yid is an unbelievably heilige neshama. No matter what he's up to. I've dealt with a lot of kids like this, and I'm telling you, I speak to the parents, 99.9% of the parents who aren't being matzliach here is because they somehow think it's their child and it's their fault, and they're walking around overburdened with embarrassment and with shame and with guilt and with all sorts of problems. They're mamash, they're fantasy, Disney stuff, Walt Disney Madrid. It's not MS. He's not your child. Hashem wants you to please look after this child. This child's got lots and lots of problems. You know? So Hashem wants you please to look after him. The next door neighbor, he gave some nice little kids to look after that are very easy, whatever, because he knows the next door neighbor can't deal. But you, he asked you please to look after this child. It's so much easier when it's somebody else's child. It's so much easier to be sweet and nice and understanding and forgiving when it's someone else's child than when it's your own. But the truth is that none of them are your own. Not this one and not that one. And all your children. They look assured to you. The Pekod and Hashem said, please, I'm going away for a few days. Please will look after this child for me. And I'm giving you everything you need. I have a friend who adopted a child because some big Askan Gvir got involved and was trying to get this child adopted or whatever. I happened to be in the right place or the wrong place at the wrong time. The right place at the right time. So I was a bit involved in the Shidduch here. But anyway, this big Gvir gave this friend of mine who adopted this child. He gave him, he paid him every month because it's expensive running a child. So he gave him what he needed. This friend, how am I going to adopt another child? I can't even make ends meet, whatever. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Rich guy, whatever. He had a feeling for this kid, whatever. He was involved somehow, distant family. He wanted the kid to be taken care of. So the person who adopted him, he gave him what he needed in order to take care of the child. He paid all the medical expenses and they had to make an extra room. So they built on the room, whatever, all the stories. That's what he did. No, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking, look after his child. He's not going to give you what you need to raise this child. For sure, he'll give you everything you need. But stop thinking it's your child, because the minute it's your child, you're limited by what you've got. The minute it becomes Hashem's child, so you're the Shliach of Hashem. So now you have the keys to Hashem's storeroom. Whatever Hashem's got, you've got. It's Hashem's child. It doesn't mean it becomes easy, Rabbi Isa. It stays hard, very hard, very, very, very hard. But you don't have the added Yisurim. The Yisurim that comes with a packet like that is Yisurim, for sure. That's exactly what's measured. But all the extra Yisurim, you're taking that on yourself. Nobody asked you to take on those extra Yisurim. Who says that that's going to mechapa? Who says that's going to be any good to you? Who says it's going to help you one day? Who says you're getting reward for that? No one asked you to take on that extra Yisurim just because you've got a chukin kop that this child's yours. No, it's a big switch. It's a big, big switch. We saw it at length in Vice Yehudi. But that's the story here. Okay, he's going to continue this. We'll see. We'll see Matz Hashem. Also, subjects, sugyas we've learned before, but we're going to tie it into this particular sugya of Yisurim. I have to stop a few minutes early. I hope you don't mind. Tomorrow is probably good for 9:45 then, yeah? Okay, so
yes, Hashem,
tomorrow, Erev Shabbat. Last Shabbos of the year, boy. So, you know, every time of the year this comes around, and I've seen Makoris from it, from Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, from Elia Lopin discusses this. It's not just, it's not nice traders. I've seen brought down in Makoris that the last every day of the year you can Masakan. In other words, the last Shabbos of the year in Masakan. Let me speak about it. It's interesting. I heard once from a Yosef Binyamin Pinkas and how that works. Maybe we can talk about it, but just remember today is the next Erev Shabbos is the next Erev, the last Shabbos of the world, but tomorrow's Shabbos is the last Shabbos of the year. We're sucking all the Shabbosim, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. So just to be aware of that a little bit, there's certainly a call for that. It's not something somebody just made up. I saw it in the Levi Limo and I saw Rabbi Yosef Chaim, his name as well, that my dear. And I said, it's not just it's chat about how it works. So I met him. We'll meet more on the last not the last Erev Shabbos of the year, but okay, Erev the last Shabbos of the year. So tomorrow at 9:45. Yep.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Asher.
Enjoy the second last Yom Chami of the year. So that's.
Amen.
Avram, just before you got Isaac to tell what's happening today. I can't get a hold of him.
Yeah, he sent an email. He said that he's confirming that he's unavailable.
Okay, but said, I tried to phone him twice yesterday, and his phone just an error has occurred every time. I've never heard a message like that.
So, he apologized.
As long as he's still available, I'll so fine. We'll shoot for Sunday then, Bez Hashem.
Okay,
fine. 12, I've got to run. 12, 2 of Hemgara, boys.